By the late 1980s, my work was being published regularly in print magazines. And it was obvious to me that if I wanted to be successful on a business level, that I would need to start shooting portraits. So I started to experiment. Some of my early portrait work was very, very simple, and it was flash on camera. Here's a portrait of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the band The Replacements, both taken just by me bringing the band together backstage before they went on stage and shooting with a flash on camera. Some of my first portraits that I did with actual real lighting were for Jody Peckman at Rolling Stone magazine. There's one of John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival taken in the front lobby of the federal courthouse in San Francisco. Jody hired me to do a quick snapshot of John Fogerty leaving the courthouse because he was being sued for writing songs that sounded like himself because he no longer owned his own publishing. But instead, I brought a small off-camera studio strobe light, set it up in the lobby, got a chair, and when Fogerty walked out of the courtroom, I sat him down and did a quick portrait, surprising Jody at Rolling Stone magazine. She then started giving me actual portrait assignments.